Glenn, we've got more people on the line, but I do want to ask you, because we had gotten an email earlier about the Mayan calendar year, which ends in 2012,
right,
which adds up, if I'm doing it right, to a 5.
It's a 5, and they are correct in thinking, will something big happen that year? We helped
really?
Them take a look at last year and answer the question. You bet. It is a 5. That means it's going to be no dull moments, it's going to be dramatic, and things are going to happen. It doesn't mean it's, quote-unquote, the end of the world. It's something we can't overcome, but
right.
As Betty Davis said in All About Eve, fasten your seatbelt. it's going to be a bumpy ride.
There are people who wonder, why did their calendar end there, and what does it mean? Does it mean the end?
It does not mean the end, but it does mean, I almost want to say, it's also a celebration of life. See, the number mm-hmm. 5 loves to celebrate. It believes in magic.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually also a magical energy, but it still means you have to be prepared, you have to keep your eyes open, and you have to pay attention. If you don't, you get left behind. But I do not look at that number in fear. I just know, okay, I better get some sleep for that year.
Yeah, hang on,
you know,
and get
and
ready.
Be ready. That's right.
Yeah.
Just be prepared. And again, I will say, and this I'll say this till I'm blue in the face, when we go into cycles of 5, watch your driving. Pay close attention. It won't necessarily be you who causes the accident,
yeah.
but it's people drive crazy in that cycle. So that would still be true for 2012 as well.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Let me ask you about another number which came up earlier in the program
sure.
tonight, the sign of the beast, the 666. Have
oh,
you
yeah.
ever looked into that one?
Oh,
what is that all about?
Well, here's how I see it. 9 is the highest number, right? And
mm-hmm.
and when it's good, it's spiritual. It's a spiritual, positive energy. The devil is a fallen angel, correct?
Right.
Well, if you knock the 9 down, what does it look like? A 6.
Oh, I see what you mean. Turn it upside down.
Yeah, it's the fallen angel. So, but guess what? 6 plus 6 plus 6 is 18. 1 plus 8 is 9. It's
mm-hmm.
still a 9. So I would say, I can't say that I don't look at that with fear, because the truth is, when I see 666, like let's say you gave me a phone number and it mm-hmm. ended in 666, I'm not going to take that number. Because remember, we are very sensitive creatures on this planet, and we can plant seeds of negativity.
Mm-hmm.
If you give power to that number, it works. It's just like, again, in the prophet, it says, speak to me of the good and evil in people. He says, I can speak to you of the good, but not the evil, because an evil person has just lost their way. You know, if you've lost your way, you can eat from the dark cave, you can drink from dark water. Same
mm-hmm.
idea. 666, you make a note of it and move on.